Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 89, the first four stanzas. Ye children, come, give ear to me, and learn Jehovah's fear. He who would long and happy live, let him my counsel hear, and what follows. Psalter 89, the first four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Ephesians 6. First, we will read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, and not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, and knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychius, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, I shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is thy good and thy gracious hand that has gathered us and our children by renewal on this Sabbath day around about thy holy word and eternal testimony. Then on this beautiful Sabbath day, then thou wast caused the sun to shine by renewal. Many a days it was hidden on account of smoke. Then we also commend the many that have been affected by the forest fires. May they be given to bow their knees, and may the callings be sanctified. Lord, may it please thee in this evening hour that the Son of Righteousness may shine upon us and our children. Ah, thou hast promised it for thy church. Unto ye that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Lord, then grant an impression of thy goodness and of thy long suffering, also of all of our blessings, which thou grantest so freely, so liberally, and undeservedly unto us and our children. Where there are so many upon this world that still live in heathendom under a strange religion, and they all have a soul that is traveling to eternity. There are great multitudes that are being deceived. And then the great multitudes also in our country that have no desire no more to place himself under the authority of thy holy word. Then thou yet maketh us to differ, and Lord, then thou surely has a purpose worth therewith, that thy church may still be gathered thou hast promised to work from generation to generation. Then we humbly ask of thee that thou may bless thy word in this evening hour to that end that jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus, that thy people, that they may be instructed and that they may be comforted. Wilt thou remember the consistory who is sufficient unto these things? And may they be carried upon the wings of prayer, and that the labors may be blessed. Wilt thou remember fathers and mothers with their solemn responsibility concerning the instruction of their children and that aforesaid doctrine? And may it be accompanied with fervent prayer and with an example for our children. We commend unto thee our Christian school. And may it please thee to continue to grant traveling mercies mile after mile to and fro from school. Remember the school board and their weighty task, extraordinary circumstances. Wilt thou grant wisdom from above? And thou hast said in thy word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and abradeth not. To that end, wilt thou remember and help the administration? Remember all the teachers with those that stand at their side and their responsible task. And may it also be a joyful task that they may experience much obedience and much respect from their students. Wilt thou help the students in their studies? May they be given to bow their knees, and above all, Lord, when thy word may daily be opened, oh, do make it a blessing for young and old, that thy kingdom may come. We commend unto thee thy church over all the earth. Remember our theological school, the instructors and the students. Wilt thou be their helper ever near? Remember all mission work, that the earth may be filled from pole to pole and from coast to the rivers of the sea with the knowledge of the Lord. Wilt thou also remember our mission field in a special way? Remember thy servants, remember the team, with their families, a strange country, a different culture, and also that people, they need what we and our children need, and that is to be converted and to be washed and cleansed from all our sins. Wilt thou remember the mission board when they hope to meet this week? Wilt thou grant wisdom and discretion, and then also in this week, then a father and a mother hope to be sent out to our mission field to in due time to become sowers of the word. May their eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou go with them, be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, that may guide them, and that in the future, that the labors may be blessed. We remember the beloved for the Father's sake. We commend unto thee the persecuted church. Lord, wilt thou remember the nations of the earth? under thy solemn speaking, and may there yet be a turning unto thee before thou cometh with greater judgments. Wilt thou remember our nation? We remember our Prime Minister, O Lord. Wilt thou remember him? He also needs to be converted, as us and our children. And may he be given under these distressful circumstances to open thy word and to bow his knees. Remember also this province, the Premier, with all those that stand at his side under the difficult circumstances. And wilt thou grant unto us and our children that we may hear thy speaking, and that we may hear thy voice, and that the solemn judgments of the Lord, that they may be used, that we may be brought closer to thy holy word, and that thou may use it for true conversions. We may thank thee that hitherto that thou wast placed a fiery wall around about us and our children. That is thy work. May we be given to see thy hand therein, and may it please thee to continue to do so. Then we also remember our southern neighbor, where in the future that elections are planned. Then we may humbly ask thee that in thy mercy that thou may grant men that have great respect for thy holy word, and those that have learned in their needs, in their troubles, and with their sins, that they have learned to bow their knees and cry mightily unto thee. Lord, remember our manifold temporal needs. May it please thee to continue to provide for our daily bread. May it please thee to grant further opportunity to harvest what thou wast given to grow so abundantly, and wilt thou keep from harm and danger. Remember all the mourning ones, the elderly ones, all under the doctor's care, O Lord. Do go with that young mother when she is called upon to go to the hospital for her treatment, and then to separate herself from all those that are near and dear unto her for 7 days, O Lord. Then we humbly ask thee that the means may be blessed. It is true, it is in the way of precautionary measures, but in her isolation, that she may be given to cry unto thee for that one thing needful. Wilt thou remember her husband, her little son, all those that are near and dear unto her? We commend unto thee the family circles. Wilt thou grant that love may abound? What has been separated, bring it together according to thy holy word. Wilt thou keep from the many temptations and the many snares of the time? We commend unto thee the handicapped ones, O Lord. Wilt thou remember them for body and for soul, wherever they are cared for, together with their loved ones? Above all, convert them, as thou hast converted all thy people. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, they are not out of thy reach. Many bleeding hearts of fathers and mothers, and wilt I remember our youth, that thou may place a wall round about them, to keep them under the old truth. O, do work by thy Holy Spirit lovingly and irresistibly, that their hearts may be opened to understand and to experience the things of the Lord, and that old truth, that it may be a truth that may set them free, that thou may raise young men up as pillars in the midst of the church in this dark and evil time. And now, Lord, in this evening hour, then we humbly beg of thee for thy help. Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers, may thy word go forth with power divine. Go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, and from dwelling to dwelling. Wilt thou graciously remove everything that could be a hindrance. Oh, do bind the devil. Lord, wilt thou then remember us in this evening hour with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, do visit us and do answer us. And may there yet be a waiting people amongst us. And may our eyes truly be upon thee, Lord. May it please thee in the latter days of the earth to do a great work amongst us, that we may resemble, even in a smaller way, that congregation of Philadelphia. May the outgoing of the service in this evening hour be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. We ask it in the forgiveness of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 435, the stanzas 1, 2, and 6. My soul with holy awe remember the Lord in brightest majesty. At Horeb's mount gave there his statutes and spake these words to hear and see. Psalter 435, 1, 2, and 6. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 39, question 104, what doth God require in the fifth commandment? Answer, that I show all honor, love, and fidelity to my father and mother, and all in authority over me, and submit myself to their good instruction and correction, with due obedience, and also patiently bear with their weaknesses and infirmities, since it pleases God to govern us by their hand. Lord's Day number 39 speaks of the fifth commandment, the honoring of our father and mother, with three thoughts. In the first place, the necessity of fathers. In the second place, the obligations of fathers. And in the third place, the duties to fathers. The fifth commandment, the honoring of our father and mother. The necessity of fathers. The obligations of fathers. And in the third place, the duties to fathers. Beloved congregation, then in this evening hour, then by renewal, then we may be gathered at the foot of Mount Sinai. Then already we have heard much. And then by renewal, young and old, how has it now been thus far, when we have gathered at the foot of that mountain? And then in the context, it is in the way of gratitude for the child of God, but then the law is also given for our uncovering, to show us that we are lost and that we need to be saved. Then we have already considered the first table of the law, and that those first tables, they are summed up in Matthew 22, that thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. Then we have heard of the first, who we are to worship, the second, how we are to worship, the third, concerning the holy name of God, and the fourth, concerning the Sabbath day. And now in this evening hour, then we may begin with the second table. And that table is also summed up in Matthew 22, that I love my neighbor as myself. And now in this evening hour, then it is the fifth commandment. It begins different than all the rest. Honor thy father and thy mother. Then in a certain sense we may say that the fifth commandment is necessary, even the foundation for the furtherance of that second table. Because when there is not order, then society, then we fall into all kinds of sin. And now we read, what doth God require in the fifth commandment? Then in our first point, to speak of the necessity, but also of the blessing of fathers. Already in paradise, then there was a certain order, because then Adam, he has become the head of his wife, and he has received a helpmeet. That was profitable, that was good, in the state of rectitude. And much more so, after our defallen Adam, then the Lord in his wisdom, because at the end of this answer, since it pleases God to govern us by their hand. And now when we consider this commandment, honor thy father and mother, then our boys and girls, they understand that it has a special meaning for you. But it far extends, boys and girls and children, then also this commandment, then it is exceeding broad. And the Lord, for the welfare of family circles, for churches, for schools, for countries, then in his wisdom, then he has given fathers that may guide and that may rule. Then there are many different kinds of fathers. Then, of course, in the first place, our natural fathers and mothers. I hope, children, the Lord remember orphans, but that oftentimes that you think of the great blessing, what it is to have a father and mother. There are so many children, even when we think of the Bible, think of Esther, Mordecai, then we read of different ones that had not a father and mother. How many orphans there are upon the face of the earth, in third world countries in Africa, how many children have become orphans where their parents have died also because of the terrible disease of AIDS. Thus I hope, boys and girls, that many times that you are given to remember what a great blessing, what a great privilege, that you also say thank you to your parents, and that when you bend your knees, that you are given to thank the Lord, that you may have a father and mother that may guide, that may instruct, that may teach you. When we consider this commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, then father is placed first, but that does not mean that a mother must be less honored and respected. It can be boys and girls. That maybe you honor your father more than your mother, but that is very wrong. And to that end, in Leviticus 19, verse 3, there the order is reversed. Ye shall fear every man, his mother, and his father. I am the Lord. Then in the second place, then we may speak of elderly fathers, those that are above us, those that have received gray hair, including our grandparents and our great-grandparents, that we are given to honor and to respect them. Then in the third place, then we speak of church fathers, where it has pleased the Lord in the Old Testament, that there were the prophets whom the Lord has sent, that people of Israel may be instructed in the things of the Lord. In the New Testament,
And then the Lord has instituted the offices of the apostles, evangelists, and then in the church, then we have ministers, elders, and deacons. And in Hebrews 13, verse 17, there we read that the Lord has placed them that they may be as fathers in the midst of the church. And concerning those fathers, then how necessary, because Christ has taught his church in Matthew 9, verse 37, that the fields are white and that the labors are few, that the prayers may be multiplied, that the Lord may send forth more labors in his vineyard. Then in the fourth place, then we have the government fathers in the Old Testament. They were the kings. Before the time of the kings, the Lord has given Moses and Joshua the judges. And then there has come a time that the Lord has given kings. And in Romans 13, there we read that they are the powers ordained of God, that in society, that everything may go orderly. And we read in Titus 2, verse 2, that we may live a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Then, boys and girls, then we also have the school fathers. Those are our teachers and those that stand at their side. And I hope, after what has taken place in the past year, where you were called upon to study at home, that your appreciation for those school fathers, that it may have increased, and that you may show your respect, your obedience, that you may make it easy for them. And when we consider the school teachers, we all know the great need, and to that end, may that need also be laid before the Lord. We cannot make teachers. Nevertheless, when there are students with special talents, then we may encourage them, we should encourage them, or ask them whether they have ever considered, if it would be the Lord's will, to become a teacher that may stand in front of our children and our Christian schools. Then we have employer fathers. The employers, they are also necessary. Employers and employees. That is also included in this commandment. And then finally, then we may speak of spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers. Those are the people of God that have been led further and that have the gift in a simple way to instruct those that have not been led as far. Oh, what beautiful and clear examples we have in the scripture. Oh, in Nehemiah, where she was given to seek the welfare of Ruth, and what a wisdom was evident in dealing with souls. When Ruth has returned from that field of Boaz, but also in the further way, think of Paul, where he has called Timothy his spiritual son. There were special bands, do we not read in the letter to Timothy, that without ceasing, that he was given to pray for Timothy. Thus then, congregation, then we see that the fifth commandment is exceeding broad, and that in this evening hour, that there is not one amongst us, from the youngest to the oldest, that says that is now a commandment that does not apply unto me. Since it pleases God to govern us by their hand, the devil, he loves chaos, anarchy. We read of a time in the history of the children of Israel, and that was in the book of the Judges, and especially in the last chapters, the chapters 17 through 21. When we read those chapters, what a confusion and what an anarchy. And then we read two times in those chapters that there was no king in Israel, but everyone did what was right in their eyes. Many third world countries, what a confusion that there is. What a strife. Many times civil wars. Then it is still a blessing when we may live in a Western country, although when the Word of God shall no longer have a large place, a central place among their inhabitants, when in the family circle it is no longer opened, when it is banished out of most of the schools, when there is no prayer, then the Lord shall give over such a country sooner or later into great trouble and confusion. We read in the scriptures that in the end time that there shall be great disobedience, that there shall be anarchy. And do we not live in a time also concerning this commandment that the world says our children, they must be allowed to bud and find their own way. And where there is not so much spoken, honor thy father and thy mother. We live in a time where in this world that many states that they are attempting to take control of our children more and more. Honor thy father and thy mother. Our second thought, the obligation of fathers. And of course, with our points, that includes the mothers. Then we have read out of Ephesians 6, the way of sanctification for the church. And then we read, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And what does that text, the former chapter before that verse, what is written in the inspired Word of God? Then from the verses chapter 5, the verses 23 to the end, there it speaks of husbands, love your wives, and wives, be subject to your husbands. Thus that text of children obeying their parents, that follows the duties of husband and wife. And then it is implied how important it is that father and mother are one, and that the children may see how that they love one another, and that the children may realize when I do not obey, because many times children, they are home with their mother, and that they are given to realize that if I do not honor and obey my mother, then father, he loves mother, is jealous for her, then I am also transgressing against father. Thus, the simple instruction concerning this commandment, then it is necessary that love abounds between husbands and wives, and that God's Word, that it may have a central place, that it may have a large place in the midst of the family circles. The obligations of fathers, then we read of good instruction. Fathers and mothers, you have promised with the baptism of your children that you shall do your utmost to instruct your children in the aforesaid doctrine, and that is out of the Word of God. No, we cannot convert our children. That is the work of the Spirit. But the Lord uses means. What a commandments, what a portions of Scriptures we have where there is spoken of the importance of that instruction, that we tell our children who the Lord is, who we are, what we need of that precious Savior who has come upon the world that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. Deuteronomy 6, the verses 6 through 9. Psalm 78, the verses 4 through 7. Let us mention yet Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from the same. Then concerning that good instruction, that includes a good example. No perfect parents, no perfect office bearers, and no perfect fathers, no perfect children, but that our children may see the great respect for this Word, that they may sense a sincerity in the hearts of father and mother and all their walk. Reverend Tiptoff has said, children take more notice of what we do than what we say. In the third place, that we speak before our children, not lightly and wrongly, of other fathers. Experience teaches us when fathers and mothers, when they speak of other fathers in other capacities in a very irrespectful and wrong way, that the fruit shall be bitter. I read in Hosea 8, verse 7, for they have sown the wind and shall reap the whirlwind. Then in the next place, then the rule must be according to God's holy word. Thus saith the Lord, Isaiah 8, verse 20, if they walk not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Then in the fifth place, to be given to pray for our children, fathers, and your public prayer, especially when there are special needs. And may you mention your children with those needs individually, but not only publicly. There's a blessed place to be when fathers and mothers in their private prayers, when they may mention their children individually with their individual cares and needs, that they may lay them before the Lord. How often it has happened in former days. Seemed like in former days, then many more have prayed out loud, even when they were secretly in the presence of the Lord. And how many a heart of a child has been touched, never forgotten, when they have heard their father and mother. That father and mother did not know that their child was nearby, but that they have heard their name mentioned. Then further, then we read not only their good instruction, but also correction. Then it is necessary, Luther has said, that in a garden it must be weeded, and a tree must be pruned. And our boys and girls know, when you have a little tree, that is not so difficult to bend. But if you have a large oak, that is not so easy. Of course, the golden thread that runs through it all, that must be love, that our children may sense, that we may love them. We have examples in the Bible where fathers have not corrected. Think of Eli, think of David, in 1 Kings 1 verse 6 of Adonijah. Then we read that David has never displeased them. And with all these things, with a realization, who can bring a clean out of an unclean, that in our children, that we are given to see our image, then what are responsibilities? We have spoken especially of natural fathers and mothers, but this applies to all different kinds, the different kinds of fathers that we have mentioned. Our third thought, the duties to fathers, but let us first sing of Psalter 223, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Wherever as creatures gather, the unseen God is near. Let rulers fear their ruler, their judge let judges fear. And what follows, 223, the three stanzas. The fifth commandment, the honoring of our father and mother. The necessity of fathers. The obligations of fathers. And now thirdly, the duties to fathers. And then boys and girls, children, then we read in this Lord's Day, since it pleases God to govern us by thy hand. Then we do well, and that concerns all fathers, that we consider all that they do for us. Then a boy or girl can never repay, we may say it so, all the care, the love, which they have received under normal circumstances from father and mother. Boys and girls, when you were little, what a night that mother has been up, maybe nights, where she was not given to sleep at all. When you were sick and you have called for father and mother, then your father and mother has never said, my boy, girl, I need my sleep. I shall come in the morning. Thus, impossible to repay. What a terrible thing it then is not to honor father and mother. I have read of a story that there was a man that he was traveling on a cold morning. And then on the road, then he saw a viper. It's a poisonous snake that was nearly froze. And then that man felt sorry for that viper, so he picked it up and put it under his coat, that viper may warm up and live. And do you know, boys and girls, what that poisonous snake has done when he was warmed up? Then he has bitten that man with his poison, and that man has died. May you never, never resemble that viper. Then further, when we think of fathers and mothers, they have more experience, they have been upon the world longer than we have. In an army, when you have a general, an officer, that has been in many battles, maybe on the front lines, and many dangers, then such an officer usually receives great honor and respect because of his experience. And let us add a minister, William Jay, was minister about 65 years in England in the 1800s. Then he has written in a certain place, if children knew how happy. And that is not only for natural fathers, that applies to all fathers. If they knew how happy they make their parents by being good, then they would do their utmost to make them happy. Then our instructors, they have mentioned three words that I show all honor, love, and fidelity. Honor, respect, that they are esteemed, that we love them, fidelity, that means to be dedicated, loyal, faithful, and not put their trust to shame, and to speak well of them. And then concerning the duties to fathers, then obedience, cheerfully, willingly, give heed, we read to give heed, to their good instruction and correction, also includes to help them, to care for them. When they become old, think of David. He took his parents to Moab. The Lord Jesus Christ, the third crossword that concerned his mother. And further, and also patiently bear with their weaknesses to realize that the Lord is so patient with us. Thus with due and submit myself to their good instruction and correction with due obedience. And now the question is asked, what now takes place when fathers, when they do not instruct according to this word, when they give commandments contrary to the holy word of God? There are fathers that have misused this commandment to commit incest with their children. Let us pray that it be found not amongst us, where that great sin has ruined so many bodies and so many souls. And now under the circumstances, then the question has also been in our minds, in our heart, a consistory and congregation concerning what has transpired in the past months and what is still taking place. Then we know that in the spring that there were extraordinary circumstances, that there were many unknowns and many fears, and the government was placed in a very difficult position, and surely whatever they would do, that would never be approved by all. And to that end, then the churches have complied. But now the question is, how long can and may that continue? In our confession of faith, in Article number 36 concerning the duties of the government, they must therefore countenance the preaching of the gospel everywhere, that God may be honored and worshiped by everyone as he commands in his word. And now the King of the Church, the Lord Jesus Christ, then he has given the commandment unto the church that they must diligently gather together, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And now the question, because it is clear, all our fathers, when they have written concerning this commandment, then they have spoken of that due obedience insofar that it is according to God's word. And now when we consider the circumstances, and then in this evening hour, then we are not going to speak about the Charter of Rights and Freedoms of 1982. We are not speaking of Bill number 10 and Bill number 24, which have been passed in the month of June. But then the question for us and our children is, what saith the Word of God? And then in short, then we shall consider the book of Daniel, and then we shall consider the book of Acts. The children of Israel, as a judgment of the Lord, they were brought into Babylon, and they have acknowledged Nebuchadnezzar as their king. When we read the book of Daniel, when a Daniel has appeared before Nebuchadnezzar, Oh, what an honor he has ascribed to that king. Then it was his wish that he would live forever. And history tells us that Nebuchadnezzar was a very wise king. Then he is not forced upon those different nations, which he has conquered his own religion. History tells us that in the time of captivity, that was the time when the Jewish people, with a desire that they and their children could meet together, that the synagogues were built, that they could come together to worship the Lord. Thus, Nebuchadnezzar has not permitted those nations to serve their God. But now we have examples in the book of Daniel, in Daniel 1. Then the king, he was a wise king, who has the youth, has the future. And the king also knew that those students that would receive a place in the government, that to study and to learn well, that they had to eat well. To that end, not to eat junk food, but to eat food that would be for the nourishment of body and mind. But then Daniel and those three friends, then they have refused, they have asked whether they could have other food. It was permitted. An example in Daniel 3, when Nebuchadnezzar has erected that golden image, and then he has called all the high ones in office, that they would be present for the dedication of that image. And then a herald is cried out that at the sound of music of those instruments, that they would be given to fall down and honor that image. And then those three friends, then they have refused. They could with a clear conscience. It is true, Nebuchadnezzar was the governor, also their employer, does a father in more than one sense. But then those three friends, they could not bow before that image. Oh, they have not done it and said, we do not do it with a heart. No, they were jealous of their God. We know the consequences. We know the favor of the Lord. In Daniel 6, there a law was made. It is true, it was because of jealousy. And nevertheless, the decree sounded forth that no one in the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar may ask any request of anyone but of the king, a command contrary to the word of God, because the Lord in his word, then he has commanded that we are given to pray, to thank, to bow our knees, to make our requests known unto the Lord. And then a Daniel, he could have went in a hidden place where no one has saw him, but for the honor of his God, then he was given to stand strong. And then he went to that chamber with those open windows to Jerusalem, all where those sacrifices had formerly been brought. And there he was given to pray and to thank the Lord. And our children, they know the history, dropped in the den of lions, but the angel of the Lord, then a Daniel, then he was given to honor his God more than the king. Then we have the book of Acts, in Acts 4 and Acts 5. In Acts 4, after the healing of that of that lame man. Then they were brought before the church fathers and commanded to speak no more in the name of Jesus. And then Peter and John, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. And then we read that they were gathered together as the church, and the Lord has shaken the place, given a special favor. In Judges, in Acts 5, then we read that the apostles were placed in prison. The angel has delivered them. The authorities have sent their officers to the prison, locked with the guards in front. And then by renewal, then they were commanded not to preach the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, undoubtedly they had their reasons. It would cause divisions. Perhaps the Romans would come. But then they have said, we must obey God more than man. And now, congregation, we live in solemn, in serious times. The last time that I have stood before the whole congregation has been March 11 in the evening, a prayer day. O Lord, I have heard thy speech, and I was afraid. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. In wrath, remember mercy. And now the question is, for us and our children, for us as a congregation, for consistory and congregation, how long may and how long must we continue that the whole congregation is not permitted to come up to God's house, which the King of the Church has commanded? And then the question, that has been the question many times through the ages concerning the honoring of fathers, when it is contrary to God's word, it is true. There can be exceptional circumstances. That was the question in the time of the Reformation, because then the Roman Catholic Church, they were the church fathers. That was the church for many ages. And then the question was with the heirs, how long must they obey? When may they separate? That was a question in the hearts of the reformers. That was a question that has caused much discussion and even division. When we think of the secession, when Reverend H. de Kock in 1834, when he was placed outside of the state church, and it is true, there was much amiss, but in that state church, there was still a remnant that feared the Lord to this very day. Then in the Dutch Hervarendekerk, there is still a remnant that fears the Lord. And then in the time of the secession, that was a great question, because the state church, they were the church fathers, and how long could they continue with a free conscience to walk in their ways? And then especially after the secession, because the government has laid out stipulations, they may not call themselves the Reformed Church. Their properties would be taken. And then in the beginning, they have stood together. But after 4 or 5 years, the government has made stipulations that Reverend Lay de Boer, different ministers, they have been in prison because as ambassadors of Christ, They were called to preach the word, and to that end they have suffered. And then for the secession, the question was, how long, when must we now sever ourselves? Oh, after 4 or 5 years, then many have become tired of the persecution, and different ones have given in. Reverend Veralta and Reverend Scalta, they have left the Netherlands, and they have immigrated with the people to America. They have suffered many hardships. The one has settled in New Zealand, Michigan, not so far from Grand Rapids, and the other one in Pella, Iowa, some hours east of Rock Valley. Thus the question is for us and our children, because honor thy father and thy mother, but when the government, when they make commands, and there can be exceptional cases, so it was in the beginning, but when we consider all things, Prime Minister Trudeau, he has stated in this past week that we have to expect that we are dealing with this virus. Oh, let us not minimize it. The Lord has watched over us. It has taken many lives. There were many fears. There were many unknowns. And it is evident that the world, that they are waiting on that poor world that does not have a God to turn to, that they are waiting for a vaccine, and then the writing is on the wall that when a people is not vaccinated, that they shall be persecuted. Concerning Bill number 24, which has been passed very quickly in the month of June, then there is a date in that bill concerning extraordinary powers that the government receives. And then there is a date of December 31, not 2020, but 2021. Then further, then congregation. When we think of everything that has transpired in this past half year, how wonderfully that the Lord has watched over us and our children. When we think that it has pleased the Lord to take 5 out of her midst, not by the virus, but by other means. When we think about the last few months, how many serious accidents have taken place in our midst, and how the Lord, in a remarkable way, has put his hand between them and death. Then is the Lord not speaking? Soon it shall be Thanksgiving Day, and in Psalm 110, verse 4, it is commanded that we come to the courts of the Lord with thanksgiving. And now it is the duty of church fathers under these solemn times, under these trying times, and we say it. That has been the question many a times in the history of the church. When is the time to obey God more than man. John Calvin and his Institutes. Oh, that was a man whom the Lord has given much light, did not become so old, 55 years old. And what a volumes he has written, the commentaries, 20,000 pages approximately. Then he has written the Calvin Institutes, the first edition, when he was 26 years old, concerning the doctrines of the church. There have come different editions. He have expanded at the last one of 1,521 pages. And then in the last chapter, then he has spoken of the civil government and that the civil government must be obeyed, that they must be honored, the responsibility of government and the responsibility of the subjects. Then he has added, as long as it is according to God's word. But then he has also written in the last chapter concerning the Constitution and defenders of the people's freedoms. And then he has written concerning those matters that individuals do not take it into their hands, but that it is sometime the calling of the authority. He have mentioned judges and different examples out of Scripture. And now the question is for us and our children, where the King has commanded that it is our calling to come unitedly to God's house on the Lord's Day and also on a special day of thanksgiving, then it is the solemn duty and responsibility also of church fathers to give leadership and direction. And to that end, as a consistory, we have sent a letter to the government that the Lord willing, that on October 4, that the church shall be open to all our members. May it not divide us, but may unitedly, because is it not what saith the Lord? Honor thy father and thy mother, but the King of the church has given us a royal command. And to that end, may we be given to pray much. Then I have to confess that this summer, the first 10 weeks, that we could not come up to God's house, there was only a prayer. You tried to lay it before the Lord, but was not a true prayer, but the 10th week. Then the Lord gave a prayer of the heart to him of whom the psalmist has sung, Thy Protector. Is the Lord. And to that end, congregation, in this world, much division, also in many churches, but as a consistory, then what saith the Lord? And to that end, then under normal circumstances, and let us mention, that does not take away our responsibility. Let us do what our hand finds to do. The second table, that we love our neighbor as ourself, when we have any symptoms of any kind under the circumstances, let us then refrain from coming to God's house. Thus congregation much need for prayer, that the Lord may remember us, that the Lord may keep us, and that it may please the Lord, that by the work of His Holy Spirit, that by a rich outpouring of the Spirit, that even in a little way, that we may be given to resemble that church of Philadelphia, then the Lord is speaking. The Lord has spoken in special ways unto us and our children. May we also be given to remember our country fathers under these different circumstances. Oh, may also for them, may they be given to search the Word of God, to bow their knees. When we think of the different congregations, then there are different difficulties. They tell us that in California it is so far that the churches are not permitted to gather, although different churches are gathering according to the command of Christ. May the Lord remember us. May the Lord add His blessing. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please Thee to remember us and our children. Thou knowest what has been written to the government, what has been planned. May Thou add Thy blessing. May we receive special tokens of Thy divine favor. Lord, may that need continually be laid before Thee at Thy throne of grace. Thou wast given that we may commence in other week. Wilt Thou remember the mothers in the home? Remember all at work. Remember at school. Remember on the field. Wilt Thou keep from harm and danger? Wilt Thou keep from sin and temptation? Wilt Thou guide our thoughts, our words, and our deeds? Then we remember the young couple that have been united in holy matrimony in the past week. They have begun life's journey together as husband and wife. Then by renewal, then we lay the needs of the mission before Thee, and wilt Thou gather us together for a midweek service around about Thy word and Thy eternal testimony. Lord, wilt Thou remember us? We may acknowledge Thee that Thou wast yet given a few words to speak. Wilt Thou add Thy blessing? Wilt Thou forgive us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 68, the fourth stanza, grace and truth shall mark the way where the Lord His own will lead. If His word they still obey and His testimonies heed. And what follows, Psalter 68, the fourth stanza. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.